Yeah, I hope you're all singing along to that one, like me. Alan Johnson's here, he was singing as well, but he's out of tune. This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine Show with you till four, and I'm pleased to say that I've been joined by my good friend Alan Johnson, fellow thespian Alan Johnson. And Alan won, had the honour, seriously, it is an honour, of receiving a special award at the Isle of Wight Theatre Awards a couple of weeks ago at Shanklin Theatre. You got a special, it was like a special service award, wasn't it, Alan?
That's right, yeah, which I didn't know anything about. I was completely gobsmacked when I got, when my name was given out. I mean, very rarely I'm usually speechless, but unfortunately that evening I was. I just didn't know what to say at all.
Yeah.
Anything.
How long have you been involved in amateur theatre, Alan?
Since I was about 9 or perhaps 10 years old.
So what, about 20 years then?
20, 25 years, yeah. I wish. No, it's a long, long time. I think it started when I was, we used to do school plays.
Yeah.
We used to do it wasn't like pantomimes this day and age. It was like it was a musical play with a bit of comedy in it, and we wouldn't audition. We'd get picked out for doing whatever the teachers used to think we was good at. I was useless at singing, so they put me into the comedy roles, and the rest of say is history, to be quite honest.
Yeah, and have you always done acting then, right through your whole life, from that school age?
From that school age, yes, I've always done it. I think in interim years when I was sort of maybe 15, 16, 17, in them sort of teenage years, I various things come along, I opt out of it, but then I've always gone back on, I was at college, and my elder brother was at university in Birmingham, and they wanted he was doing a play called Traveller Without Luggage.
Yeah,
I never did get the what the title meant, but they wanted a small boy, and that was what it was in the script. I was known as a small boy, and he asked if I was interested in doing it, and I said I'll give it a go, and then I did that for him at college in Birmingham, and that was quite interesting.
And were you ever tempted to try and make a living from your acting ability? Did you ever go do any professional stuff?
I was going to join RADA at the time when I really got into this, but they told me at the time I was too young to join it. So that's when I sort of give the ghost up and started doing other things, but then went back into it. But I don't think I was that good to be able to make a living out of it, because acting is very, very fickle. You're either good or you're not, and I didn't think it was worth while pursuing a career of it. Just a hobby more than anything else that I enjoyed doing.
So it's been your lifelong hobby?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And you've got a day job now, have you, as well, Alan?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I still have to earn a living, unfortunately.
What do you do?
I'm a butcher at... dare I use an eye? I advertise them?
You can.
At Morrison's in Lake. So if you want to come along and say hello, then do so.
Yeah,
I won't bite your head off.
You don't do it like, what is it, Corporal Jones in Dad's Army, do you? Sort of little bits, packets of mints and stuff that you should
we do a varied quantity. And, I'm not as old as Corporal Jones, anyway.
Of course not.
How dare you? I might look it, but not as old as that, no.
Is it possible for you to pick out what your favourite play is, Alan, or your favourite stage moment, something that you really, really enjoyed doing?
Oh, dear me.
Do you want time to think?
To be quite honest, I don't think... give me a moment to think about that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. This is Kevin on Vectis Radio with my special guest and mate, Alan Johnson. And Alan was going to tell us, he's been thinking hard while that song's been on, about a couple of magic moments on stage. Favourite moments or probably unfavourite moments. So good or bad, Alan, which is it?
Probably a bit of in between, actually. One of them was we was doing a play called... I can't the name of the play now. Dial In for Murder by Frederick Knott. And I played Captain Lesgate. It was obviously it was done by Alfred Hitchcock in the end as a film. And I played Captain Lesgate, who murdered the character played by Grace Kelly. And I had the young actress that was who I'd never even met before. It was the first time we'd acted together. I had her over the table, and she was back onto the table. I was lying on top of her, and we made a pair of false scissors out of some plastic that she would pick up and stab me in the back.
Yeah.
And they would just bend over, but it looked as if they were being stabbed. As she picked them up, she dropped them on the floor. So she quick thinkingly thought to herself, "Well, I've got nothing to stab him with," so she put her fingers together in the shape of a gun and stabbed me with her fingers, which was the audience thought it was hilarious.
Stabbed to death with a finger.
Stabbed to death with two fingers, a forefinger and the next one to it. That was quite funny, really, but I think the worst moment I've ever had, we was doing No Sex, We Be Pleased with British at Shanklin Theatre again, and I ended up at the last scene running around in a pair of boxer shorts.
Yes.
And we all come to do our lineup, and
the curtain call?
The curtain call, sorry. The curtain call, we all did our lineup for the curtain call. And I was in the middle because I ended up on my own on the stage, so I ended up in the middle of the curtain call. And as we did our bow, the audience roared with laughter, and I thought, "Oh, well, that's nice." I didn't really think it was that funny, but each to their own.
Yeah.
And we stood up again, and we did another bow, and there was rapturous laughter out of the audience. And as I bent down, each of the members of the cast looked inwards to me, to find out what the audience was laughing at, and unfortunately, I happened to look down as well to see what the audience was laughing at. And, well, you use your own imagination there,
really?
I think.
Yes. Was something sort of hanging out?
Yes, something was hanging out. Yes, and I went pink from head to foot. It was the most embarrassing moment I've ever had, I think. It was that embarrassing that... there was a production company doing a play at the Winter Gardens.
Yeah.
They got to hear about it as well.
And they asked you to do an encore,
no,
did they?
No encores. So from then on in, I have two pairs of boxer shorts, no flies in them and nothing. So there's nothing, nothing is going to fall out of those.
No escape.
Nothing at all.
How long ago was that, Alan?
That was... Oh, it's got to be 10, 20 years ago, I should think.
Yeah, but it lives with you still, I imagine.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Yes, okay. Terrible. I still have nightmares.
Yeah. And I seem to remember you telling me your commitment to theatre is immense, and you actually did summer seasons, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
As well as having a full-time job?
Yeah, I had a full-time job. As I had my own business in Shanklin, in Regent Street, opposite Boots. And we did the first summer season I did was A Boyfriend by Sandy Wilson. We started the first week in June, and we went all through June, all through July, and the first 2 weeks in September, and that was 6 days a week. I'd start work at 7, finish at 5, go home, get a shower, have something to eat, and straight up at the theatre.
Wow.
And then the following morning, back to work again. It was constant like that for right through the season.
Okay.
And I did another one the following year called They're Playing Our Song, a story between Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Bayer-Sayer.
Yes.
That was the same process again, the full summer season. Not quite so long, but...
Yeah.
Arduous.
Yes,
very
I'm
arduous.
Sure. And now, well, in fact, I think you've been a member of the New Church group, haven't you? The New Church Amateur Dramatic Society?
Yeah, yes.
All that time?
All that time, yeah.
Wow.
Yep,
so
all that
what's
time.
That, about 40, 50 years service to New Church?
I should think so, yeah.
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 Okay. And what have you got coming up? Have you got a production coming up?
Yeah, I'm in the process of rehearsing for a play called, it's an Agatha Christie one called...
Appointment with
Murder.
With Death.
With Death, sorry.
Oh, blimey, you're
not,
in it.
I'm in it, and I can't even remember the title. How bad's that? Oh, dear. Appointment with Death, yes. I'm not going to give any of the plot away, but I think if anybody does come to watch, which I hope they do, because the set is going to be absolutely fantastic, and the people that are in it are a really good bunch of blokes and yeah. women. But the ending is quite different.
Yes.
Than you would imagine.
Okay, that's intriguing.
Yes, it is. It surprised me when I first read the script, or we had our first read through.
Yeah.
The ending was very surprising.
Okay.
Knowing Agatha Christie.
Yeah. And what about you, Alan? You no signs of letting up. You still enjoy the acting as much as you ever did.
And
directing.
I'm after the Agatha Christie one next year. I'm then now looking for another one to direct at Shanklin Theatre, which will be next October.
Okay,
but
is
I
that
haven't come across yet.
For New Church or
New Church, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. So no slowing down.
No slowing down.
And in fact, I've got to let you go because there's no slowing down today because you've got to get back to work, haven't you?
I've got to get back to work, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, thanks for giving up some time for us, Alan.
My pleasure.
Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much indeed, Kevin.
Get in your car and get back to work.
Oh, you bully.